Sounds like Congregation Beth Torah. I'm Marv. It's Tuesday, August 7th, 2007, day number 10 of the 12-day trip to Israel Rabbi Mark Levin is leading. He's on the line from there, 6,600 miles away in Jerusalem, with an update for us.
Towards the end of the trip, I've seen quite a number of new things. The City of David, where there's been quite a bit of archaeological work in the last few years, and that's been extremely interesting to see the new developments in archaeology. There's some new activities. There's a lot more interactive exhibits here, including the one at Caesarea, which is not new. A couple in Jerusalem, like on Mount Herzl. So there's lots of news from Israel. The political news is kind of interesting. There was the meeting between Abu Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, and the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, Olmert. And, of course, there's considerable hope that maybe something will come out of that, although obviously there have been so many false starts in the past. Nonetheless, it looks like maybe something may come of it, and it's always good for them to be talking. So that's been extremely interesting, although I haven't heard much discussion among Israelis, although, you know, since we're in the hotel, I don't know why people would be speaking with us about that, why Israelis, and I have not initiated the conversation.
Could that be the cynicism many around the world feel? Sure, it would be great if something happened, but ho-hum, it's probably just politics as usual?
You know, there's an interesting possible outcome here that's so bizarre that it's hard to think about. And that is that clearly President Bush has launched the war, which has not gone well in Iraq, which has resulted in the Iranians having much more power in the Middle East than they ever did before, which has resulted in the Saudis, the Jordanians, and the Egyptians in particular being very worried about the power of Iran. I had predicted previously that they may, in fact, feel so much pressure that they would want to affect the situation and move towards peace. In point of fact, that may be what's happening now. And the irony, of course, is that out of a terrible war, we may get the more or less moderate Arab states finally ready to force the Palestinians to come to the peace table in a way that is real. Now, that's speculation. But there is a new political situation on the ground, and the Olmert government, for the first time, seems ready to support Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority. So I don't think it's politics as usual. The fact is, it may come to nothing, for all the historical reasons that everything in the past has come to nothing. Nonetheless, there is some movement towards a change. Then there's a couple of things happening regarding the Israeli military. There's two series of articles going on. One is that a number of the Orthodox soldiers are refusing to take orders to evacuate settlers from the West Bank, even when the settlers are in illegal settlements. The parents of some of the soldiers are demonstrating across from where the soldiers are supposed to be removing people from the settlements. And so the Israelis are confronting for the first time a widespread movement for the soldiers refusing to take army orders to remove settlers, which is a legal activity ordered by the government. In contrast to that, there was a report last week about how many people are refusing to go into the army. Something like 38% of the males are not going in, 11% are refusing service or finding some way to get out of service, and the rest are Orthodox Jews who don't have to serve. So you contrast those two things, it's really quite interesting what's going on.
And on a happier, more peaceful note, what did everyone do for Shabbos, for Shabbat?
The group had an absolutely magnificent dinner, and I was a guest in someone's home who's a friend of mine here. I went to pray in the Reform Beit Knesset with several other members of the group, and quite a number of people in the group went to Bethlehem and saw the Christian sites. And then in the afternoon, I took the whole group on a walking tour of the Old City, where we did the Via Dolorosa from the Holy Church of the Holy Sepulchre through the third station of the cross, and then had a very lovely time at the Austrian Hospice, which is across from the third station of the cross, where we had a good opportunity to talk among ourselves about various issues regarding Israel and interfaith relations. We have six members of the group who are not Jewish. Let's say who are Christian, in fact.
Okay, so we're recording this on Tuesday the 7th. It's almost midnight the 8th there. What's left on the itinerary for you?
We're headed home on Thursday. Tomorrow is a day left free for people to do the shopping that they want to do. Frankly, I've discovered that a set of books that I've been looking for years has recently been reprinted, and I'm going to be looking for that set of books.
All right, as a librarian, I'm pleased to hear that.
There you go.
Rabbi and everyone with you, travel safely, take care, enjoy, and we'll see you back here soon.
I'll see you very soon.
You too can travel with one of the Beth Torah rabbis to Israel. Visit beth-torah.org or call 913-498-2212. to find out more about the next trip that's scheduled. Get automatic updates whenever there's something new to hear from CBT. It's free, easy, and you don't need an iPod. Learn more at bethtorah.blogspot.com. If you have comments, questions, or suggestions about these programs, or even something for us to ask the rabbis, write bethtorahpodcast@gmail.com. Please tell friends about us and how easy it is to listen. And thank you for listening.